Temples of Solitude and the Arrow of Adventure. There is no returning from adventure. The Arrow of Time points in one direction. Might as well be trying to become young again, or unmixing a sweet cup of vanilla tea. Not only do you have to go forward, never fear, never retreat, and never surrender, but also, you have to go up, or grow up, and all the way up, all the way until you become a great being. Go back and unpack your gear again. Tonight you feast on a little bit of ice cream. You can have as much beef jerky as there is in a cow or two. A nice potato with a tiny drop of something tasty and a beautiful little almost perfectly dry and crunchy jalapeno. You can't have a meal like this at home, and if you try making it, it will taste the same way your life used to before you became an adventurer. There is no going back, because where you come from is not a place. It was just a beginning. Your camp is a real place. It is your castle, your home. It is from here that you go to everywhere else. I used to call these places temples of solitude. My best one was the first, by two large trees on a very distant hill. I called the trees rainmakers, the Stofte. My most colorful and public temple was in the 1996 New York, the first bench after the Manhattan Side Support Assembly on Brooklyn Bridge. Solitude is not loneliness. Solitude is clarity. If you want to call yours a temple too, maybe call it a temple of clarity. Are your grades real? When numb cramming is all it takes? Do you think your diploma will be real? Is that what you think an education is? A little bit of paperwork and some smiles? Listen, if you stay in the rat race, or worse yet, find some weird way to go back, none of these questions will exist or even matter to you, and you will slip into old age. The decades will pass so quickly, and there will be nothing, nothing that you can do to stop them. Adventure is not a burden that you get away from. It is your right. It is the quest, the oldest of traditions. A quest for knowledge and understanding, wisdom, truth, and the resulting greatness. The adventure is the road you walk to grow up. You build what comes with who you are. If you stay in the beginning, there will be no growing up, just aging. Rather than going back home, go to the library and get more narrated books Make room by your fire for adventure books, for philosophy books, and science popularizers even. Inherit their culture, their wisdom and knowledge, and rise. Rise. Grow all the way up until you become a great being.